This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama reporting from Great American Ballpark on this beautiful Saturday, April 21st.
Gosh,
it is the you're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast for RedHotMama.com. I'm your host, Amanda. With me, as always, is the crack technical staff sitting right next to me here. Welcome
Hi.
To the show, crack technical staff. We are in section 526, row R, seats 22 and 23, which puts us damn near the top of the entire thing. But man, these seats are fantastic. It's just like watching a computer, a video game or something.
Yeah, we'd never been up here before. I'm surprised at how nice
this is. A really nice seat.
Oh man, Gonzalez just grounded out the third.
Yeah, excuse the crowd noises, but I thought it'd be kind of cool to record something that. Hold on. But I thought it'd be kind of cool to record something during the game. And man, what a game it is. I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that this is a sellout.
Yeah, I haven't seen attendance yet. Usually that's a little bit later. It's what, the seventh inning now?
Yeah, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. And you know, still every section is very well represented. I see that one section over there, I don't know if that's party seats or disability seating or something like that, but that's the only one that doesn't have any people in it. Everything else, really full. Highlights of tonight's game. While we were standing in line for nachos, apparently the Phillies turned a triple play on the Reds.
A routine. It looked completely...
A routine triple play.
It was all... And if that doesn't mean that David Ross should be sitting and Javier should be starting, I don't know what does.
No joke, because it was Ross that grounded into that triple play. And that's what we were discussing in the line for the nachos, was that, a couple of years ago, Javi played himself into a platoon with LaRue. Now, this year, I think that Ross has played himself into a platoon with Javi.
Yeah.
The completely opposite direction. The fact that they only have the two catchers on the roster doesn't bother me, because Darren hasn't been using Javi as a pinch hitter anyway. Well, that's the entire bottom of the seventh. Damn.
That
the Reds
fast.
Cannot get anything going.
Nope. It's well, you know, they did have something going, but then Ross hit into a triple play. First and second, nobody out. That seems pretty good.
You know, like, the game started at 7:10. It's not even 9 o'clock yet, and we are in the eighth inning. This has been a really fast game.
It's time to play. Reds making deep.
Anyway, what else? Other highlights of the game, the Empire Brian Knight's name was misspelled on the big board. Dave Storm, we're looking at you. His name was spelled Brain Knight, which was which I can see how it got through the spell checker.
Sure, that's a real word, too.
should we pause while they're doing Reds Make a Deal, because it's so loud, or do you think that we'll be able to be heard?
Okay. No, we don't need to pause. It'll
okay.
Be fine.
What else? There was a play out in center field that Gonzalez was running out for and Friel was running in for.
That's right.
It looked like they were going to have one of those awful collisions.
Like, yeah, both running straight up, looking straight up, and bam, full chest right into each other.
And in fact, they did kind of collide. And Friel was kind of disappointed. He looked kind of pissed off because he'd missed the ball.
Yeah.
Not realizing that Gonzalez had caught it, so that was awesome.
And they chose it as, like, the play of the highlight of the game. Apparently not wanting to show the Phillies' actual true highlight
of
the game.
Yeah, seriously, no shit.
But then they like had Marty's audio with it, and apparently he called it wrong. He thought Friel had caught it and held on to it.
That's pretty funny.
When in fact it was Gonzalez. That was funny. Because they kind of faded out the audio.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. We don't want Marty to be proven wrong. Other highlights of the game, the fleece blankets that the first 20,000 attendees got. And no kidding, if a lot of these people showed up for fleece blankets, a lot of them were disappointed because, seriously, it is a full house here.
Yeah.
Also, the wave.
Yeah, there was just the wave.
Now, did these kids actually start the wave? Or
I don't know
early,
who started
early
it.
Early adopters.
Well, they were very much into it, whether
they were
started
very
it or
much
not.
Into it, yeah. They, I think
kids that, behind us, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we do not participate in waves.
I do sometimes.
I do not participate in
waves. Tonight I was just trying to watch the game, and it kept interfering.
Yeah, the first time...
The Reds were bad. I'll do it when the other team's batting.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, the first time the wave came through, it obscured a play that Phillips was at bat. And yeah. Anyway, so I just, you know, they're silly.
They are. But I really want to see two waves going in opposite directions sometime.
Well, sure.
I think that'd be pretty sweet.
It's kind of an interesting study.
It is strange because it's something that has completely, absolutely nothing to do with the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you can get a bunch of people into a stadium and have no action on the field and do wave all the time.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it sort of looked like maybe the players were watching it. I could kind of stop.
That might explain the Reds' batting.
Oh my gosh, the bats have been just awful. Here in the top of the eighth inning, the Reds are sporting an anemic one run on three hits with an error.
And remember that one run?
Yeah, it was a solo shot by
Jeff Conine.
By Jeff Conine that scored pizza for a year for
some,
one lucky fan.
Well, yeah, it was funny because she got to spin a wheel, and it landed on one of the starting eight. And if that player hit a home run for the game, she'd win pizza for a year.
Pizza for a year.
And like it landed on Conine, and she like turned to the camera and says, "I'm counting on you, Jeff."
Yeah,
and his first
don't let me down, Jeff.
And his first at bat is like first or second pitch, boom, right out to left
field.
Well,
you know,
it was pretty funny.
Yeah, when it came up, I was like, "Well, you could do worse than Conine. I mean, at least you didn't land on Ross."
Yeah. And speaking of, why wasn't Milton batting before both Eddie and Ross?
No kidding, man, because they both are just as horrible as can be. Just as horrible as can be. But, you know, it's not like Milton has been, like, really impressing us with his bat this year. We just know, overall, Milton is a pretty good hitter for a pitcher. And, by any standards, I mean, he has been pinch hit with before. And, so far this year, not so much with Ross or Eddie. But, you know, if you're going to judge Milton on last year's performance, you'd have to judge them on last year's performance, too. And last year, they were both pretty adequate.
That's true. Speaking of Milton, though,
yeah,
he had a quality start. Six innings. Three runs.
You know, boom.
All right,
so now the Phillies have tacked on another run with a solo shot by, who the hell hit that? By Boo. Number 33.
Jimmy Rollins.
No, it's not. It's Rowan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy Rollins is up next.
He does not look anything remotely like Jimmy Rollins.
I wasn't looking at the field.
The shortstop, Jimmy Rollins.
It looks the same.
Here's Jimmy.
Completely. Yes. A row from the bay.
I wonder if he is from the bay. Probably not.
Maybe
anyway,
he's from a bay.
This game is taking a turn for the suck. And it's not Milton's fault in the least, man. There are some people in the stands giving Milton a hard time. Well, you know, up here they're giving Milton a hard time. They're screaming at him. I don't think he can hear anyone up here. But they would have been if they'd been with an earshot. And it's just kind of like, man, weren't you paying attention?
He actually did okay.
Milton hasn't really sucked. I mean, in the first inning, he was. I mean, they were hitting a lot of fly balls off of him. But the error is really what gave up the two runs. And it really, and even if it wasn't, two runs over his entire start isn't too bad. I mean, the Reds ought to be able to come up with more than that.
He allowed a third run in the sixth when we were out, but
that's right.
Probably a solo shot, knowing Milton.
Yes. Well, obviously it was because it was just one run. And
but, he did all right. I'll take six innings, three runs from him every single time.
No freaking joke.
With this offense, he'll lose every single one.
Apparently, what's going on with these guys? So right now we got Victor Santos on the mound. He's given up a solo shot, which is not awesome. But it's all right. Charlos is apparently warming up in the bullpen, but who knows what that means? Before the game, we headed over to Sawyer Point and caught the Screaming Mimes concert there.
Yeah.
Tried to hang around to wait till Dave Storm came out of the amphitheater, but he never showed up. And we
wanted our fleece blanket.
We had to get here to get our fleece blanket, and
not to mention tickets.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It's it really was not ridiculous for us to get here early, because if you look at how full these stands are, we weren't going to have very many options as far as getting in. Plus, fleece blanket. Could have been really cold tonight. As it turns out, it's quite pleasant. But
sure is. But, great night for a ball game.
Beautiful night for a ball game. I'm thinking, what do you think? Are you still up for heading over to the Game Day Cafe after the game?
Maybe. We'll see.
Have a beer before driving home?
Yeah.
Now that
sounds responsible.
Now that we've bought the new house, we can't afford to do these indulgent weekends in Cincinnati like we used to do. We used to come out here and get a hotel room downtown and pretty much
make it a whole weekend.
Be sauced the entire weekend. It was fantastic. But Now I have to be a little more responsible. We're sharing our hot dogs. Didn't get a... Got the 44-ounce Diet Coke. We don't get beer at all.
Refilled it with water. Refilled which, I gotta say, the stadium water this year, much better than
years past. No kidding. Excellent. But there was a complaint that we still had, and do you remember what it was? You said, why don't they do something? And I thought that was a good idea, and we should tell the management.
Wow, such a good idea. I don't recall it at all.
That's okay. I'm sure it will come back to us.
Well, they got out of the eighth. Let's see. Two more at-bats for the Reds. You think they have another comeback against the Phils in them?
Well, I don't know that you can really call it getting out of the eighth. I guess the eighth is over. But, I mean, they still allowed a run in that inning. Oh, baseball bloopers. Oh, people are going to fall down. Oh, people missed the ball. Oh, no.
Oh, it hit the umpire.
Oh, umpire. Off the umpire. Boo. I'd be pretty pissed off about
Boo
that.
Boo umpire right there, definitely.
Yeah. Hooray beer.
And look, the players ran into each other.
Three players
Physical
ran into
pain
each
is
other.
Hilarious.
Oh, he ran into the wall.
Are you and he is not getting up. That is hilarious.
Oh, funny.
He broke his wrist. That's... Oh, I'm dying.
Good times. He's smelling his glove. Oh, ha, he's laughing. Oh, he's laughing, too.
I like how the blooper there was of the Phillies.
Well, that wasn't... Weren't they just... I don't know. I think that... there should have been a tiger involved.
I like that one. That wasn't real, I don't think.
Probably not.
It's circus day here at the ballpark.
Hey, was Light My Fire?
That's not what I voted for.
Yeah, Johnny actually voted in the music download of the game. But
I hate the Doors.
Why?
I don't like them.
Okay. Well, yeah. You pretty much picked one arbitrarily.
I voted for something else. I didn't actually like any of the songs.
Oh, that's what happens. Anyway, so here we are in the bottom of the eighth. Eddie coming up. He's been pretty awful lately. What do you think is going to happen with Eddie? I kind of worry about Eddie. He seems kind of moody. Seems kind of sensitive in the same way Kearns seemed that way.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm not sure he's going to have staying power.
He was solid last year, but
Hopeful that he was going to pull it together, you know, be really professional, you know, like be a real mature kind of a hitter. But, you know, he seems kind of mopey this year,
yeah.
Which I can understand. I'm not trying to, you know, downplay his suffering.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying he's probably making himself look eligible for being traded.
I don't know if they'd trade him.
Well, I don't know if they could. Who would take him?
Yeah.
Bowden?
They just have him
they,
not
they
play
do
as
that
much.
Again.
Yeah.
Oh, my
well, there's
God.
A pull-up on our on Red Hot Mama.
That's true.
Which quarter of the offense will Krzyzewski trade this year?
But would he trade it to Washington?
That would be funny. That would be funny.
That would, yeah. That would be great.
Broken bat!
All right, broken bat single. Bat flying at shortstop. Ball flying at shortstop. And, you know, he didn't catch either of them. I guess it was the third baseman.
Right. He plays next to third.
Kiss my ass. Oh my God. So Encarnacion got on. Now Ross's turn. He's going to hit a homer, right? I mean, Eddie got on.
That would be awesome.
I take it, man. If he wants to play himself back out of the platoon with Javi, that isn't, he
well,
is, in my
like
opinion.
Naren is going to do it. I mean, he's not.
Well,
he's,
Naren is slow to notice.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. You know, like a month
Strike
from now.
Strike one on Ross.
A month from now, it'll be like, oh, yeah. Ross still isn't doing that well.
Oh, yeah. We're 3 months into the season, and Ross is still batting 100.
Oh. Huh. Well, he's never going to figure it out if I don't just keep sending him out there. If I don't just keep trying the same thing, it's never going to work.
You know, I think that's the definition of insanity.
I think so.
Doing the same thing and expecting different results. I suppose that's a little bit different when humans are in the mix, but still.
Charge! That was a beautiful swing strike by Ross there. He has walked. He did get on base on this game.
Yeah. He's been doing a little bit better.
Which I think...
He's had a hit or two the last few
games. Oh, swinging strike.
But, you know, he fouled it.
Oh, he fouled it off?
Yep. But now it's 0-2.
We kind of snuck up to Cincinnati today. We didn't tell our boy where we were going. I wasn't sure exactly how he'd feel about it.
Right.
He might have been okay with it.
Well, this week he's been watching the games. We've been letting him stay up and watch the games. He's actually been interested in them on TV.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he's five. He's almost six. And you know, we've taken him on three different vacations to spring training. He spent plenty of time in baseball games both here and in Indianapolis. And it's just been in, like, the last week that he suddenly found an interest in the game.
He does that, though.
That is exactly how he develops.
He didn't talk until suddenly one week he really started talking.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, like, said everything.
One week he learned his numbers. One week he learned all of his letters.
Yep.
And another week he, you know, learned addition. You know.
Yeah.
Just easy thing like that. It's funny.
Minor things like multiplication.
Oh, 1-2 right. On Ross now. Can he do it? Come on.
Oh,
and he swung and he missed. Looks like he was out in front on the changeup there.
Oh, Ross.
Wow.
Man,
is that going to get his average down to 100 or what?
No, seriously. This experiment has gone on long enough.
I agree.
I mean, they have given Ross more than enough chances. He's not. He has demonstrated that he's not going to snap out of this funk going up to the plate over and over again. They need to give him some time in AAA or something. I don't know.
Well,
who did they send on? Who did the Cubs send down to AAA? They said it was a confidence builder.
I can't remember.
It was Pryor, wasn't it?
I think it was Pryor.
Pryor.
Okay, wait. Has Javier Valentin pinch hit yet this game?
No, of course not. They have to save him.
Well, wait a second. Okay, Conine at least started this time. But, wait.
Exactly my point. It is not problematic to let Javi start games because they don't use him as the pinch hitter anyway.
This is crazy.
I mean,
yeah.
Why would you... I don't understand why you would save Javi in this situation.
They pinch hit with Hopper before, but that was okay.
That's a different situation. Hopper's a hitter. This is Castro.
Yeah. He struck out. Good job, Nara.
I mean, why would you say
that?
I think that would be the instance. Eighth inning, down by three with a runner on and one out.
Exactly. What are you going to save him for? The bottom of the ninth?
Well, I can figure is he already used him, or...
I don't think so.
But I didn't see
it. Oh, I don't think so. Okay, so now we got Friel up. Friel has not had... He's had a strikeout, a foul out, and a fly out. He has not had a good game. Which is something that you can say of about everyone. I mean...
And he took a strike on the first pitch.
We're looking at four hits and one big fat run on a home solo shot.
And one error.
And an error.
Hey, there's a hit!
All right, that's a hit, baby! All right! Eddie's going to third!
Eddie's going to third!
Oh, he's out! Oh, no! He's safe! Tell. The players are about a centimeter tall
from here. Right.
But
wow.
He should have been out. The ball beat him there by a year.
I don't say how he wasn't out, but
he must have been under it. That's all. Or the tag missed or something. You know what? I ain't complaining because there was a questionable call earlier.
I think there were a couple that went against the Reds earlier.
Yeah.
So. And we've got a pitcher.
All right.
Yes, you're the outfielder. Get back out there.
they would say. All right. First pitch to Dunn. Inside for a ball. And now the scoreboard is entreating us to make some noise.
So this should be quite terrible to listen to and unprofessional.
Second pitch to Dunn.
Swing and miss. He's been doing that a lot this game.
He sure has.
It's still the Phillies starter pitching.
Wow.
He's at 106 pitches. I'm surprised they didn't take him out. But
yeah, for
maybe they think he can get done out one more time, which it would be hard to argue with.
Well, he's gotten every goddamn other person out. All right, Dunn fouls it off down the first baseline.
That's not true. Dunn got a double last time out. Anchorman had some good moments.
That's for sure. And it was a Will Ferrell movie, so, you know, Dunn's up.
And Dunn's up, yes.
Oh! And a swing and a miss, and that ends the inning and the Reds threat, damn it.
And probably the game.
Pretty much. I expect to see people streaming out of here now.
Yes. All right, but not us. We'll stay through to the bitter end.
Well, yeah, we drove 2.5 hours to get
there. Oh, real close to the sellout. It is a sellout.
It is a sellout. Wow. Go Reds! Oh, wow, it's the bad dance cam.
I don't know if they ever point the camera up in the view level here.
Oh, I think they do. Oh, he's cute.
Shall we wrap this up?
I think this is probably getting pretty boring, but, you know, if things get exciting again at the bottom of the ninth, we should turn it on.
Okay.
So, you know, until then, hang in there, and go Reds!
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.